To begin, let's explain a little bit about the GitHub ecosystem when it comes to stars. Stars are like the hearts or likes of the GitHub ecosystem. They are used to indicate that a user has saved their repo to their starred option because they want to revisit or find the repo later without having to try and remember the name of the project or look through their history, for example. GitHub uses the amount of stars to move projects in the trending and the explore page, giving more exposure to the project as it trends through the open source community. This is great when you have a project you've put your blood, sweat, and tears into, and the community is outright saying, "Yes, this is what I needed." However, just like social media, people are driven by the stars. It fires the dopamine and makes people feel warm and fuzzy. It's why we have influencers on the internet today. They are driven by likes. The problem with being driven by likes is people are willing to fake it. People are willing to buy them, to fake their popularity on a platform. Well, GitHub has had the same issues, including forks, followers, stars. GitHub has managed to kill most of them by making changes to their API to close loopholes. Except stars. Stars seem to be a problem that hasn't really been fixed. I decided to take this episode and test how easy it was to buy a star, and then I wanted to use Astromina on a few projects to see how it works and how accurate this open source project was. I actually did two things to see how easy it was to order stars for a project. Firstly, I googled "buy GitHub stars." Immediately, the first result was the ability to buy stars, follows, forks, etc. Using a network of people to do it, it was claiming real users will log in and star my repository. Which is technically true. They have to be a real user. But at the end of the day, they actually aren't users of the platform, but accounts created using either the exploit from a couple years ago or accounts created and then just mass logged in and star a repo. This started at just $15 for 50 stars and was guaranteed to be delivered in 48 hours and all the way up to 5,000 stars for an obscene amount of cash. The second time, I used some Tor and some dark web searching because I thought if anyone's buying Instagram likes and Twitter bots that way, surely someone's selling a few chars on the cheap. To answer that question, yes, people are selling them from a range of $5 for 50 stars and 1,000 stars for $100. With no guarantee of quality or not having the GitHub slam the ban hammer on you and you losing access to your repo or your account depending on what you've accomplished. Then being a developer, I decided to take a look and see how easy it was to create a bot, to create some emails, and then manually create the accounts. Creating the bot was a simple Python script, which took about 4 minutes of Googling, and then a quick test, which I created 10 emails. Then signing up was as simple as using those emails and checking the email accounts for confirmation. Originally, the confirmation part didn't exist. So you could just use fake emails and then create the accounts and then immediately log in and then star a repo, which is what the exploit was a few years ago. And that was pretty insane. Luckily, GitHub had fixed that. So a few checks and balances have been implemented, but I still now have 10 bots I can do things with. I like my GitHub account, so I decided not to use these bot accounts. But you can see that it's too easy to land GitHub stash with cash, time, and the wrong motives. People love to boost numbers for no reason except ego and deceit. All which leads me to talk about another open source project this week, Astromina.